All right. That's my intro to the VFB week number, what week are we in? 12. Week 12, VFB football. That was also my ode to Misty, our long lost dog, our late dog. She howled just like that all the time. And I'll never forget it. All right, most points goes to... Oh, gosh, darn it. Carlin Redskins, 159 points. This guy is heating up. Who else we got here? We got Rex Quando. No surprise there. We got Joke Ended Brooklyn Nine. And look at there. We got Mom. Pam's Peaceful People. All up in the top four. Congratulations, Mom. On a medal. You got a medal last year. I think this might have been your first medal this year. I'll have to check. But... Maybe things are looking up for your B team. Chance has, and then you can have coffee with a friend. She got the B team mug last year, so she would have two. I got to address something. Well, first of all, Ollie joined the podcast this week. He did not stick to NFL. He wanted to talk about World Cup. World Cup's going on right now. Actually, the game right now is about halftime for USA versus Iran. That's Iranian for Iran. And it's the deciding game whether they're going to be in the round of 16 or not. So if you're not watching, well, you're not watching. Ollie's into the World Cup right now. He's watched some NFL. I let him watch a little NFL, and I said, so here's the deal. If you want to watch some football with Daddy, then you can switch over to Bluey or whatever other YouTube kids show you want to do whenever you're ready. You just say the word. So we watched the NFL, and we actually watched the highlights of one game, and he thought it was he thought all the excitement happened like that all the time. So I'll have to break the news that the games are 3 hours long and stuff, but there's another time for that. Anyway, he said after about 6 minutes, 7 minutes, I said, so what do you think? And he goes, I do want to watch Bluey, but you know what? I'm interested. And I said, well, this is the beginning of a beautiful, well, you know how it goes. So, Ollie is interested in NFL, but his friends at school, yeah, that's the problem. The peers are interested in the football. So, he's watching the World Cup right now, and his pod time turned into a little bit of a World Cup time, regardless of what I had prepped him on. I'll play that at the end of the pod. First, I want to address Raj has been trying to trade with me. Raj, you want to trade with me? You're trying to get JTT, but you ain't going to get him. JTT is my teen heartthrob, not only then, but also now. He's coming with me to the B-Team Championships this year, and he's going to get me that mug. However, in your email, you said, hey, is anybody interested that you're interested in on my roster? Come shopping. And I said, let me get back to you. So I'm getting back to you right now in the pod. So number one, you have to first listen to the pod to even know that I'm asking you this. If one of your sons is a good boy, he might let you know, but you know, there's a good chance, there's a 40% chance you're not even going to know this request is out there, this offer is out there. Secondly, if you want to have one of my guys, I would let you choose any one of my guys, no matter who it is, no matter how unbalanced that makes my roster, in exchange for one of your guys. Now, it has to be an even trade. Relatively even. But I'm a little laxy. I'm getting the B-Team Championship playoffs, most likely. I'm a little laxy-daisy. Okay? So if you got 3 points, give or take, you know, and you're getting a better deal, okay, as long as it's relatively fair, I will trade you. You pick, you make the trade, you propose it to me, and you got anyone you want from my roster. However, you got to come on the pod. You got to come on my pod. You got to come on. You got to have a 5-minute conversation with me on my pod. We're going to talk about the Carlin Redskins. We're going to talk about Coca-Cola. We're going to talk about Fruitopia for sure. And we're going to talk about your grandkids. So I know that one of those topics is important to you, even if it's not your grandkids. So hit me up an email and we could have a nice week 13 pod with the Redskins going on. Of course, that controversial name is coming into question. You know what? Let's do this. First game. Brooklyn Nine beats the Spicy Space Tubes 84-68, almost to 69. But that puts me at a 6-6. So I'm getting up there. I still got a playoff chance, but my chances are dwindling. Major dwindling. As I mentioned, I'd rather be in the B team playoffs at this point. You got Rex Kwando beating out the Michigan of Flooby Doobies, taking him right up there with the greats. Cruising, 122 points is an absolute A-team, solid A-team, consistent performance, performance from a perform man. And this guy, perform man, Rex Consistency. Rex is still cruising through with the likes of Trevor Lawrence at the QB. He's got a major Amon-Ra St. Brown. Always bringing the heat at 27 points. And a good root in his flex at running back. Ramondre Stevenson bringing him out on 20.1 points. So, again, no super duper stars here. But he's got the heck of a foundation. Redskins takes out his daughter, just like he did back in the VFB4, takes out the Buccaneers, then called the human trash with almost 160 points from this on-fire Redskins. Chris Godwin, you could trade me him. He's doing all right. 29 points. Not as consistent as JTT, but, you know, a deal's a deal if you come on the pod. And then we got Marksman, finally, registering a mild fever. This guy might not be going to school today. 100.04 points. Hoo-wee! Check his other ear. Beating out UMandro at her 59, almost 60 points there. So that puts Mark up at a right below the Brooklyn Nine in 10th place. So he got some work to do along with the Brooklyn Nine if we want to have any A-team chances going on here. Oh boy. Good luck, Mark. Pans Heasel Peeps, as I said, she was the 4th place most points medal this week, beating out a perfect week for it, Legion of Doom. She beats out Dad. Dad gets 72 points. With just dismal performance. Tyreek Hill not putting up much more than 15. QB Daniel Jones showing he's a little boy, going less than 15. So the rest of you guys are just singles, digis, and a zero from his D. So Legion of Doom is a Legion of Doom. Donut. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Getting tongue-tied. Puppy Collector gets taken out by Glenda's Glad. And her Rocky, a mountain mama, takes out by her hubby. He gets a pretty terrible fever at 111.3. That would be one fever you would not want, and it's one fever that she did not want, and she's probably going to pass it on to the baby now. So, 111 to 102, Colorado Fire Dogs now reclaims his rightful place as the man of the house up there at first place, putting her at a very sad 4th place, Rocky Mountain Mama. No one wants to be 4th place, but I wish you well getting out of that. You still got the same record, 8-4. Rex Kwando up there in 2nd place, Buccaneers 3rd place, Glenda's Glad in 5th place down there, Redskins coming up there in 6th place. He's rising, just like a steam engine and an Indian, I guess, who has red skin. God, it just, every time I have to say that, I just think of the, Thanksgiving and what it actually means, and the people that Roger's referring to. With, moving on. Joke ended Brooklyn Nine. Down there, now I got to recount, just thinking about that cultural appropriation and or offensive name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Seventh place, and Legion of Doom in eighth place. So, Dad and James are still in playoffs territory. I don't know if it had something to do with that Thanksgiving fire that I wasn't invited to, because Becca didn't invite me to her place. That could have been me. Could have been me bonding with you guys, had Becca invited me. Maybe I would have made the trip out, and I could have been in my underwear answering the door, or being on the other side of the door. You know, I also wear, you know, boxer brief. No one wears whitey tighties anymore, so it wouldn't have been too weird. But it would have been like I didn't have a chance to put pants on, and neither did you. And obviously, you had that moment with Jamie, and you know, now you guys are seventh and eighth place. So, you know, hey, enjoy your beer mugs. Hope you enjoy your beer mugs. Brooklyn Nine, top of the B-team bracket, 6-6. Maryland Marksman, second place in the B-team bracket so far, also to 6-6. And then you get down to the bottom of the barrel there. Ass Cracks, Spicy Space, Pam's P, Peaceful, Flooby Doob, Puppy Collect, and all the way down at the stinky, stinky, stanky, stanky trash is a bundle of white trash. It's a white trash, white trash bag with a bunch of stink in it. You mad bro, Jessica Newman, all the way down there at the 3-9, and also the least total season points of those 3-9s. I'm just going to roll over here before we get to Ollie's recap of the World Cup, which no one's interested in. I think we covered all the games, and Ollie, take it away. We've got a few games to talk about. What's up first?
So today we're talking about Messi. That's from Argentina.
And what is going on with Messi these days? He is a short man. He's got goals in and out of the footsie, and he's going off on score after score, avoiding every red flag that is possibly there. What do you think is in store for us this World Cup for Messi and gang?
So the colors of that Messi has is white and blue. He likes to play. He plays for Argentina. And the guy that that's his assistant friend is Ronaldo Portugal.
Ronaldo Portugal is Messi's assistant friend. Oh. Is Messi seriously Messi?
Messi is Messi.
And is Ronaldo neurotic?
Ronaldo is Ronaldo.
And who's going to win the game?
Well, today was... today... Who was playing today? Brazil against...
Brazil was playing Switzerland.
Brazil against Switzerland was playing, and I saw that Brazil was winning, because the whole game, Switzerland had zero, and the whole game, and first there was 0-0, you know? Like, because they first started the game. And so, I think... So, Switzerland had zero the whole game, and half of the game Brazil had zero, and suddenly how Brazil shot a goal, they got one, and Brazil won.
Heck yeah. It looked like Brazil was doing great there for a while, and then they heated up, and in the end they got that goal, and Switzerland didn't. And that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Switzerland was red. And you're red today. Were you rooting for Switzerland in red pajamas?
Okay. So red and green teams were playing today. And yeah, see you next time when we really start talking about the World Cup.
There you go.
See you next time. See you next time. Boop.